Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the
ground.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Tune into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Sword. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these skyways and airways once again, bringing unto you, you and you, the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all is well in your family circle. And I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. Hallelujah. I just thank you, hallelujah, for just continually to be a faithful listener of the Old Ship of Zion. And I just want you to know, just to keep you alerted, that God has a blessing for you, you and you. God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. God knows your name. He knows your P.O. box. He knows your physical address. He knows how to reach you and get your blessing to you. So I just thank you for just continually to tune in to the program. And so I would like to take this podium and take this time right now and just say a prayer for those that are hurting, those that are burned out around the world with the wildfires and with the flooding in different places. And I just want to send out a prayer, and also to those that has lost loved ones. May it be the last 72 hours, last 48, hallelujah, the last 24 hours. 8 hours ago, moments ago, we want to send prayer out to you. Hallelujah. So I'm asking those of you to just bow your heads with me as we go down in prayer and pray for our fellow pilgrims, friends, constituents. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we're asking you to look down, God, upon your people. Lord, we're asking you to bless those, hallelujah, the family members that has lost loved ones. May it be just natural causes or long illness. Hallelujah. May it be a victim of the flooding, fires, whatever the cause might be, God. We're asking you to intervene, God, to touch those family members, the family members, God, and to restore, hallelujah, peace and restoration to their souls. Father God, we be so mindful to give your name the glory, honor, and all praise, God. Hallelujah. And we just want you to know that you have pilgrims around the world that's praying with you and for you. We want you to know that you, hallelujah, are not alone. Thank you, Jesus. We're having a little technical difficulty at this time, but I hope and pray that God will intervene and straighten those elements out at this present time, God. We look to you, God, who is the author, the finisher of our faith. This is your podium, God. This is your kingdom. We, hallelujah, we are just your messengers that you sent out to do an assignment. And we are carrying out your orders, God. bless this program on tonight. Heal those that need healing. Save those that have a mind to want to be saved and to seek salvation. Lord, we're asking you to touch those that are sick, confined to the beds, those in the hospital wings, in the psychiatric ward, that runaway son, runaway daughter, those that own drugs. We're asking God for deliverance. Those that own alcohol beverages, we're asking for deliverance, God. We'd be so mindful, Father God, to give your name the glory and all the praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son's marvelous mighty name. And we'll let the kingdom say amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right. So now we're going to go now into our opening prayer. Each and every time that we come across these airways and skyways, we fail not to recognize the spiritual man, the spiritual deity that died out on Calvary Mountain over 2,000 light years ago. We want to always reference him. He said, acknowledge me in all that you do, and I shall direct your path. So I want to present the psalm and introduce the others. A man named Jesus. He is our soon coming Messiah. He's a native, hallelujah, of Jerusalem, but yet born in Bethlehem. Jesus of Nazareth, yet born in Bethlehem. There we go. Thank you, Lord. See, God knows how to give you what to say, even when you want to say the right thing, but sometimes maybe the right thing don't appear. But God said, don't worry about what you're going to say, because in that time, in that hour, in that moment, in that second, I will give you what to say. Just that quick, God dropped that right there. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we know he's a native of Nazareth, yet born in Bethlehem. We want to recognize and reference him on today and tonight and this evening around the world. Hallelujah. And Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us to gather in unity once again, God, around this spectrum. But we know that this earthly planet that we're treading on is not our eternal destination, God. But until you crack those clouds one historical day, God, we will continue to mount up before the four corners of this earth, starting from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Able me to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very souls. These and other blessings we asked in your Son Jesus' mighty, matchless name. We will let the temple of God say amen and amen. Hallelujah. I will be with you 1 hour, unless the Lord say otherwise. Those of you that have a prayer petition at the conclusion of this program, you are most welcome to call in to the station and speak live, hallelujah, with the host. That number where you can call in is 646-230-74. Those numbers again are 646-230-74. 877-598-8654. Hallelujah. So you can call in if you have a prayer request, you have a heated testimony that just running over, you want to get it out and share with the world what miraculous miracle that God has performed in your life. You are welcome to call in at the conclusion of this program. And that's before we go into the hymns of Zion. After I said, you know, we have brought this to its conclusion, then that's your time to come in. You can call in at that time. So now I want you to get your chip and your dip and whatever you want to sip. I want you to get your OJ, your latte, your water, beverages, whatever that you have at your disposal. Bring all your digital toys, I call them, your iPhone, your tablet, your computer, your laptop. Bring all of those devices on board because we are in need of them. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. I will be opening up the chat room right here so those of you can go in and listen in on the program on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just thank God for just enabling us to have this podium to reach each and every one. Hallelujah. And tell them about a man named Jesus that is able to do anything, but it's one thing that he just cannot, will not do, and that is fail. We fail, we fall short of the glory and honor of God, but we know that Jesus never fails. Jesus never tell us anything and then go back on his word. Jesus does not sleep. Hallelujah. So we know that Jesus is watching each and every one of his children. Matters where you are in the world, God has his eyes on you. Hallelujah. So now we're going to go on into a live program that is already in progression. And may God bless all of you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Why I'm trying to have difficulties on tonight, but I bind that demon trying to mess up this computer because I know God has got it all in control. Hallelujah. And we just gonna believe the report of the Lord. We're gonna believe the report of God. Hallelujah. I know it's trying to stag now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Touch this system here on tonight, God. Touch it with your mighty hand. We'd be so mindful to give your name the glory. Give your name the honor. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Dear Lord, thank you, thank you. My God. Looking to you, God. Looking to you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Tell me, God. Don't hear me when I pray. When you faithful to God, God will be faithful to you. Hallelujah. The enemy was trying to come in and sabotage the program, stagnate the system here. But when you call on the name of Jesus, we know there's power in that name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. There is power. When you call on Jesus, he hears you when you, hallelujah, Jesus, hear us. He hears children when they call, when they cry out. God hears us. God do not turn a deaf ear to his children, but God hear us when we pray. He said, all you got to do is ask in my name. Hallelujah. So we're going to go right now, once again, right on into a program that's already in progression. Hallelujah. And we're going to read from our first key scripture on tonight. And it reads like this. Hallelujah. It says that, hallelujah, if only my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria, for he would heal him of his leprosy. That scripture reading, my sister and my brother, coming out of the law of 2 Kings 5 and 3. All right, we're going to move on down to our second key scripture. And it reads like this. It says, Jesus said to them, it is I. Do not be afraid. That scripture reading is coming out of John 6 and 20. Hallelujah. Now, sermon on tonight, entitled, Speak Up. You know, sometimes we keep a closed mouth and we're waiting on someone else to make a move. But sometimes, if that person, hallelujah, don't speak up, then we have to step up to the plate. We have to speak up and we have to tell what is right, even if people don't want to hear it. You have to speak the truth, because we know that the truth will set you free, make you free. Hallelujah. And so, let me get my lighting here. My lighting is kind of dim, so let me get me a little light where I can see and minister to those of you that are listening on this morning, because it is now a.m. in the morning here. It might be day elsewhere over the land, but my part of the world, it is night. Hallelujah, but it is in the a.m. sector. So like I said, we're talking about courage. We're talking about courage in adversity. People say you can't and that you won't. Jesus declared that you will and you shall. Hallelujah. So we know if people, and if you and I are like the most of us, we know that we think that when God does something important, he uses important people to get it done. We know that, hallelujah, most often, scripture, we read and we see that Jesus uses ordinary folks to get things done. And I'm talking about in the kingdom realm. Working in God's vineyard, it takes courage. It takes the ability to do what God has outlined for you and I and us to do. No matter what come or what may, that we are in to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. And we can just take a look at the unlikely prophet of the Old Testament and the disciples of the New Testament. We find out, hallelujah, that the girl in the law of 2 Kings 5 was just an ordinary servant. Yet she bravely suggested that Naaman go to the prophet of Israel for healing. We know that what sounded like a simple request was actually a bold suggestion. For Naaman to go to Israel would be meaning turning his back on the local pagan god, inviting criticism from his countrymen for putting the military might of his nation at risk. We know that the nameless servant could have paid a steep price for making a suggestion like that, but she knew where the true source of healing was because of her deep concern for Naaman's well-being. We know that she courageously put herself at risk to direct him to that source. The one and only living God. like this young servant girl, lest you and I and us be willing to be used by God. And we're talking about speak up. We're talking about taking courage by the hand. Hallelujah. Let's be used by God to guide families and friends to the true source of hope and healing. Hallelujah. We know that God can take a lowly vessel like you and I and us. He can shape it and mold it with his mighty hand. Fill it with a matchless, hallelujah, treasure. Make it serve a purpose grand. You and I and us know that God is looking for a few good men, a few good women. God is looking for ordinary people to do extraordinary work. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we know that in this global world, we know that the Chinese has taught their children that if they get a good education, that they could have success and prosperity. And so the key to their success would be an education. But we can look in Joshua 1, that God had told Joshua his way could prosper as he assured Moses' leadership role. But he and the people needed to display courage in the face of stiff opposition. As they entered the promised land, verse 6, that God has promised them success if they would heed his book of the law, verse 8. And you and I and us know that believers today also need to live according to God's word. If you and I and us are going to enjoy success in our spiritual walk, the Bible contains not only the do's and the don'ts of living, but also records the life experiences of those who please or displease God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Oh, Jesus. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. You and I and us, Joshua, we have God promise. Hallelujah, Jesus. We need you again, God. We need you again. We need your hand on this technical difficulty that we're experiencing, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. We need you, Jesus. Right now, Father God. We need your hand again right now. We need you. We need you, Jesus. God promised that he will be with you and I and us always. We can go to the law of Matthew 28 and 20. And it should give you and I and us strength to face the challenges and the difficulties that ever will arise as we seek to please him. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're just going to keep pleading the blood, and I need you and those of you that are out there in our live also tonight to pray for this program. Hallelujah, because we're experiencing difficulty on tonight. But God is able. But I want to encourage you to be strong. It matters not how deep entrenched the wrong, how hard the battle goes. We know the day how long. I want you to faint not, but I want you to fight on. Tomorrow comes the storm. We know that when facing a crisis, you and I and us can trust God, and you and I can move forward. You know, sometimes nothing is wrong with you and I and us. And if we never be afraid. And people say, you know, girl, you're scary and you are afraid. But we come to find out Hallelujah. We come to find out that fear is natural. It's a human reaction in a difficulty or dangerous undertaking. We know that God doesn't condemn it. Neither does he want us to be troubled by fear. We know that Jesus' words to his disciples on more than one occasion were, "Do not be afraid." In the law, hallelujah, of Luke 5 and 20, 12 and 4, and then John 6 and 20. In each case, he used a verb tense that suggests continuance. In other words, he told them, don't keep on fearing. We need not be overcome by our fears, nor should we ever say no to doing what we know God wants us to, merely because we are fearful. God can turn our fears into fortified. Hallelujah. We can trust God and not be afraid. You can go into the law of Psalm 56 and 11, because we know that courage is not the absence of fear, but the majesty of it. So let's resist our fear and meet it with the faith in our Lord. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's coming out of the law of Hebrews 13 and 5. Do not fear the darkness that is gathering all around. For the Lord is with you and I and us. In him true peace is found. Hallelujah, Jesus. When you're facing trouble or when tragedy seems near, Jesus is the only one to drive away our fear. Sister and my brother, we can face any fear when we know that the Lord Jesus is near. Hallelujah, Jesus. We find out. Courage, taking courage in our adversity. We find out that through God's word, through the centuries, some of God's servants have faced the possibility of agonizing death unless they renounced their fear and their faith. They knew that God could deliver them, but they also knew that in keeping with his own purpose, he might not answer their plea for supernatural help. We know that in the book of Daniel, three young Hebrew captives faced a life and death choice. Worship the king gold image or be thrown into fiery furnace. Their response was unhesitant. Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from this burning fiery furnace. They added, but if not, we do not serve your God. Now will we worship the gold image which you have set up. That's coming out of the law of Daniel 3 and 17 through 18. Those words challenge you and I and our allegiance. Hallelujah. But suppose we face crippling disease. Suppose you and I and us, we are facing shameful disgrace. Suppose you and I, we are facing painful loss. We can plead for God's intervention. Yet in every threatened circumstance, you and I and us, we can plead. And we know that our plead should carry the proviso that if not, it is our attitude that of Jesus in Gethsemane. Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. That scripture reading is cut out of Matthew 26 and 39. I want to ask you that are out there in my dear listening audience on this morning. Are you willing to endure whatever will glorify God and work out his holy purpose? God has assignments for someone out there in this audience on tonight. God is looking for a few good men and a few good women to work in his vineyard. He's looking for courage people to go out, spread his word. He said, go into all the world and preach my gospel. to every creature. He that believeth shall be baptized, and he that believeth not shall be damned. So I want to encourage you today to fight your fears with courage. You can face them head on in the midst of adversity. God is looking for ordinary people to do extraordinary work. God is looking for people that want to be used through and of and by God. God loves you, and God do not want anyone to perish, but all to come to repentance. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence. God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been produced by Block Talk Radio. This program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondent, make them attentive too. Overseer Dennis Ford, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. Our web address is www.dennisfordministries.org. Also, you can catch us on Facebook. Hallelujah. You can catch us on Facebook or Twitter. I want to repeat that again, in case that it did not through, because we are having, like I said, technical difficulties on this morning, but we know God is able. So I want to repeat that announcement again. You can log on to www.janicewardministries.org. Hallelujah. You can log on to www.janicewardministries.org. You can also reach us on Twitter, and you can reach us on Twitter and Facebook. Hallelujah, Jesus. The devil is a lie. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that one more time. Our web address is www.janicewardministries.org. You can reach us on Facebook and Twitter. If you have any prayer petitions, now is the time to call in. You're welcome to call in. Those numbers again are 646-200-3074, 877-598-8654. Those numbers again are 646-200-3074. Hallelujah. 877-598-8654. All right. We're going to change the dynamics of this program. We're going to turn you over to Hymns of Zion. Uplift your spirit and inspire your heart. Meet again across these airways and skyways. You're encouraged to buckle up with Jesus at the wheel, for he is people friendly. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. Up next, Hymns of Zion. This is all music for your enjoyment. This will bring our program to its conclusion. Once again, if you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to pray in your behalf, you're encouraged to call in to those numbers. 646-200-3074, 877-598-8654. Up next, Hymns of Zion. Bye for now.
Inside of the outside of my body. was preparing them for the worst. I told the mother to call the family in so we could praise God in advance for what he was getting ready to do. How did it go? God can take total disaster and turn it into total victory. He healed the baby. He's the blood. Thank you.
Thank you. walk in the back door, but you're already in here now. If God has delivered you from anything, get up on your feet right now. Bring it out. Now, in order to participate, you need a little room. Tell your neighbor, I need a little room, little room. If you need to move on out in the aisle belongs to you. Bring down from the dead. Now, when I count to three, Atlanta, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to clap like you're from Durham, North Carolina. How many don't have a problem giving God some praise with your hands? Here we go, Atlanta. One, two, three.
Thank you.
And I thank you in advance. While love is where it complains, I still have my chance. God,
thank you.
He did it all. He did it all. Yes, he did it all. That shall never be another shot.
Let yourself not be another body for me. You were